Hello and happy Sunday to you all. This is Word of Life podcast, bringing you the daily devotional Rhapsody of Realities by Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome. I trust you're attending church services today. You know, every time we enter the house of God, we are strengthened and edified. We are just glorified even more. Hallelujah. You don't leave the same way you enter. Praise the Lord. So I encourage you to attend church services today. Hallelujah. The title for today's article is Distributing the Holy Ghost. Hebrews 2 verse 4 is the opening scripture for today's article. And that scripture says, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Praise the Lord. Pastor Chris says, the word translated gifts above shouldn't have been translated gifts, but distributions, because is the Greek word merismus. Hallelujah. The Douay Rheims translation actually renders it correctly. It says, God also bearing them witness by signs and wonders and diverse miracles and distributions of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Praise the Lord. What does the scripture mean by distribution of the Holy Ghost? Pastor Chris asks. What Jesus did in John 20 verse 22 gives us an idea. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he, Jesus, blew on his disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. He distributed or ministered the Holy Ghost to them. Hallelujah. You'll find that account in John chapter 20, verse 22. Praise the Lord. Pastor Chris Oyakhilome then says, we are ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, according to God's word in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Did you hear that? You're a minister of the New Testament if you are a child of God. Glory to God. Pastor Chris says, we are distributors and administrators of the Holy Ghost. This is so powerful. Amazing. Hallelujah. I'm a distributor and administrator of the Holy Ghost, and so are you. This means that you can lay hands on someone, you lead them to Christ, and you can distribute the Holy Ghost to them. They can receive the Holy Ghost as you lay hands on them. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says, recall what we read in our theme verse. Who were those that performed the signs and wonders and special miracles? It was the apostles. Hallelujah. God did signs, wonders, miracles, and distributions of the Holy Ghost through them. Glory to God. And he's doing the same with us today. Remember, we are his eyes, his hands, his feet, and wherever we go, he goes. Wherever we utter the word of God, he bears witness of it, glory to God, by his Spirit. And when we lay hands on someone, they recover. You know, the Bible says that these are the signs that will follow God's children. It says that they shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. They shall speak in other tongues. Hallelujah. They shall drink of evil and they will not hurt them. But the key line there is, see, they shall lay hands on the sick. That includes the one that is unrepentant. When they receive the Lord Jesus, you can impart healing. You can impart the Holy Spirit on them. Glory to God. This is so amazing. That is the gift God has given us. The ability of the Holy Spirit. He's given us the Holy Spirit, and now he expects us to distribute the Holy Spirit. I remember now when Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give." He gave that which he had. That's the same way God is expecting us today to distribute his Spirit, distribute health, distribute his word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, we're stewards or ministers of the New Testament, of the mysteries of Christ. Glory to God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Hallelujah. We are ministers of the New Testament, of the mysteries of Christ. We are the ones that unveil the truth. Glory to God. We are truth protagonists. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Pastor Chris then says, we serve the Spirit, the blessings of the New Testament, like that waiter who serves in a restaurant. My, oh my, glory to God. I love how Pastor Chris breaks down the word of God. He says, we're like that waiter who distributes, mashata kabalagaye, who distributes, you know, food, you know, the menus, who distributes the portions, glory to God. The nice clean plates, hallelujah, to the table. Who serves at the table, glory to God. That's how we're serving the power of the Holy Ghost. We're serving healing. We're serving God's mighty power with signs and wonders. Glory to God, hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, so like Paul, you can say, I'm a minister of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. You can say it to yourself now. I'm a minister of the Spirit. I'm a carrier of the Spirit, and I'm a minister of the Spirit. Glory to God. Pastor Chris then says, you can lay hands on someone and say, receive the Holy Spirit, and the person will be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the mindset we ought to have. As a carrier of the Spirit, you can distribute the Spirit. It's a consciousness. That's the consciousness that Peter had. He knew he had something to give. Likewise, we should know and acknowledge and always be conscious of the fact that we are ministers of the Spirit, that we minister God's word, God's truth. If you can lead someone to Christ, you can minister the Holy Spirit to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says, the Holy Spirit from you can go into 5, 10, 100 people and more. Wow. Glory to God. That is so special. That is a privilege. The Holy Spirit in me, from me, can be dispersed into many people at the same time, at the sound of my voice, at the utterance of my words. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Pastor Chris then says, this is what he's called us to do as his ministers and ambassadors. We're his representatives here on earth. We're the bearers of the divine order. We're the carriers of God's blessings. Glory to God. And what we're expected to do is to distribute the Holy Spirit, to impart men and women with the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, revealing God's wondrous power, God's mighty hand. You know, I remember one of my pastors in the old times, he would say, all people want to see is miracles, testimonies, glory to God. When you touch someone and you say to them, receive you the Holy Spirit, or you lay hands on their body and they are healed, that is you distributing the power of God. Hallelujah. That is a testimony in itself. That is enough to change the mind of anyone listening and watching. They can receive the Lord just by that testimony. And that is the consciousness we ought to have today, that we are the distributors of the Holy Ghost. We are not ordinary. We are born of God. Hallelujah. And we're his ambassadors, his representatives here on earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us take the confession together. I'm the bearer of eternal verities, a distributor and administrator of the Holy Ghost. I'm constantly filled with the Spirit. Therefore, everywhere I go, I serve the blessings of the New Testament, filling many with the Holy Ghost and converting them into the kingdom of God. Amen. And for further study, you can look at the book of Acts, chapter 8, from verse 14 to 17, and 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, from verse 4 to 6. I am so blessed listening to today's article, and I'm sure that you've been blessed. Glory to God. And I encourage you to pray the prayer of salvation that follows immediately after this podcast if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. To receive Him is to receive His very life, eternal life, the higher life that is above sickness, disease, and infirmity, the life of glory. Hallelujah. The life of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Receive Him today and your life will never be the same. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening and God bless you. And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus by His Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life. From this day forward, I receive eternal life through Him and in His name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah." Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.